Vizcap began tying a knot into a rope's end. The slight about the fox had got through to him.
I need them alive, but that's all they gotta be. Alive. I chase the rope, and they'll be singing a different song.
One of the stoats on sentry duty at the camp fringes interrupted Vizca's intentions as he hurried in to report.
Captain, there's one of the crew outside the camp. He wants to speak with you.
The golden fox continued knotting the rope's end.
Which one of the crew is it?
The sentry, Dogleg, whispered confidentially.
Magga.
Vizca Longtooth's grip tightened about the rope he was holding, his eyes glinting icily. Then he changed suddenly, swinging the rope in a carefree manner. He called out jovially,
"Me old shipmate, Magga! I thought he was slayed. Bring him here to me, if and he's alive and happy."
Dogleg scurried off to get Magga, as Vizca sat smiling from ear to ear. The three prisoners were becoming weary of vermin baiting. Nobody seemed to be taking much notice of them. Rangville shouted out a final taunt.
"Sure, the only difference you can tell twixt the vermin's bottom and his face is that his nose ain't got a tail sticking out of it."
The roguish squiddle gave up further efforts. Mordy called out almost half-heartedly.
"Too right, old sport. I always say that if looks could kill, then vermin would never stare at each other."
The hermaid gave a snort of disgust.
"Ugh, what's the bally use? A blinking plum pudding's got more feeling than that rotten lot, what?"
But Orkel was enjoying himself. He carried on with his insults undeterred.
"Yeah, go and boil your moldy old bottoms, ye snipe-nosed, twiggly-tailed bunch of frog followers."
Mordy sighed.
"I say, old lad, do you mind leaving off, what? You're giving me a flipping earache."
However, the young hedgehog was in full flow.
"I could lick ye all with a single quill, ye droopy-bellied, snotty-snouted, pongy-poured, whiffle-eared scruffsacks. I'll bet your grannies were all sniggly-wooflers."
Bonk! One of the guards sprang forward and dealt Orquil a stunning blow with the spear haft, muttering,
"My old granny wasn't no sniggly woofler. Take that."
From where she was suspended, Mordy took a peep at the senseless friend.
"He's not hurt bad, but he'll have a jolly red lump twixt his ears for a few days, what? Anyhow, at least you'll get a bit of peace for a while. What do you say?"
Rangvald shook his head.
"A sniggly woofler? What in the name of fur and feathers is that?"
The hermaid groaned as she tried to shrug.
"Ugh, haven't a belly clue. But I'll be sure to remember it whenever I'm baiting vermin. Sniggly woofler, hey? I rather like that. Good grief. Eyes front, bucko. Do you see what I jolly well see?"
Magga edged hesitantly into the camp. Every eye was upon the fabulous sword he had thrust into his belt. The weasel nodded uncertainly at Vizca, acknowledging him.
"Ahoy, Captain."
The golden fox left his mason chain on the ground. Waving the knotted rope, he greeted his former second-in-command affably.
"Ho, ho, ho, Magga! Welcome, mate! Sit you down and get a bite to eat. It ain't much, but 'tis the best we can do for now."
The weasel glanced wordily about, staying on his foot paws and disregarding the offer of food. His paw never strayed far from the sword as he inquired.
"Ain't you mad at me, Captain?"
Vizca's face was the picture of astonished amusement.
"Mad at you? What would you be mad at you for, matey?"
Magga replied, having first got his story prepared.
"When those brown rats attacked, I was out looking for victuals to feed the crew. By the time I got back, you was all gone and the camp was empty, Cap'n."
He avoided looking at Vizca, staring at the ground and scuffing a footpaw to and fro. Enjoying Magga's discomfort, Vizca pursued his interrogation, but in a light-hearted tone.
"So, what did you do then, mate? And where did you get that big, pretty knife, eh?"
One life followed another, as Magga embellished the tale.
"I took it off from the big brown rat, Cap'n.